Hi, welcome to the Campus Chronicle podcast. I'm Alex Payne.
And I'm Mike Kelsey.
And this is Andy Loniger.
Okay, and we are reporting from the Iowa College Media Association and the Iowa Newspaper Association conference in downtown Des Moines right now. And how do you think the conference is going so far, Mike?
Pretty well. Yep. It's very interesting. A lot of things to be learned.
What are some of the highlights of the speakers or things that you've learned so far?
A lot of different marketing tactics for the newspapers. A lot of different techniques to be used, especially in today's world, as it is always ever changing. So, a lot of new things to be learned.
How about you, Andy? What are some of the highlights?
Definitely Joe Zitarillo. How do you say his last name? He was a September 11th firefighter, and he was twice buried alive in the rubble. And he came and told his story and essentially tried to, give kind of a leadership talk almost and reassure all the newspaper people that what they did mattered. And it was very fascinating hearing his story of that morning and how he was really badly injured. And he was a really charismatic speaker too. He just, I'm sure he's given the talk a lot of times, but he had it very well organized and was very engaging and funny. So that was one of the highlights for me so far. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that talk today. And other than that, we've been to a lot of conferences with a lot of people. Earlier today, we were in a conference with a Pulitzer Prize winning writer, which was amazing seeing people, how they have won these awards and kind of how they've made it kind of big in the field of journalism, being from Iowa and growing up here in the Des Moines area. So that was really nice. And
what happened last night?
Last night, actually, we had the Iowa College Media Association Awards, and DMAC left with 10 awards last night, and five of them going to the Boone Banner, and then five for us at the Campus Chronicle. The awards included third place best inside page design for Anna Duran and Ryan Meyer. We also won second place for best page one design for myself. And Nevin Cornwell, Anna Duran, and Ryan Meyer won first place for the best coverage of First Amendment issues. And then we also won the first place general excellence overall for newspapers. So that was a big accomplishment for us. And we also won first place for the best op-ed section for myself and Martina and Alex Roth, Ann Voigt, Mark Rothweiler, and Mike Kelsey. So that was big. Being named the best, having the best op-ed section in the state, and also for the best general excellence in newspaper. So yeah, it's a big deal.
That's awesome, because you guys are going up against a lot of four-year schools, and we always have probably one of the smallest staffs, and to be able to come away with that, I think that's really awesome. So
a lot of hard work has gone into paying off, and we enjoy what we do. So.
And let's see, what other conferences are coming up today? There's the Young Professional Journalist panel that's going to be coming up in a little bit here. Mm-hmm. And a variety of other breakout sessions.
So it's going to be a fun-filled day for all of us here on the Chronicle staff that are here at the ICMA conference. And we hope to be able to provide better news for you now and bring you the latest news on everything at DMAC. Thanks for tuning in.